I'm just very pleased with the results of this. I've always felt good about the work we do. It's really nice to have it validated.
That is Kent County Treasurer and Kent County Land Bank Authority Board Chair Ken Parrish. Parrish and other county officials were on hand to hear the results of a community impact assessment of the Land Bank Authority. The study, prepared by the Michigan State University Land Policy Institute, found that the Land Bank had produced positive results for Kent County. Over the last 4 years, the KCLBA had generated nearly $43 million in economic impact while simultaneously creating new jobs.
The fact that 266 jobs were created in our community was very exciting for me.
According to the assessment of the Land Bank, between 2012 and 2016, the KCLBA had worked on 484 properties. Among its efforts, the Land Bank had rehabbed condemned homes, removed or cleaned properties containing toxic waste, and flipped foreclosed buildings into new businesses. However, nonprofit Inner City Christian Federation real estate manager Jan Vander Ward says the Land Bank is instrumental in helping organizations like his provide affordable housing to those below the poverty line.
So ICCF, we do affordable housing development. We do single family home ownership, affordable home ownership work, new development, Dwelling Place, Link, the other nonprofits in Grand Rapids that are doing this work would say the same. They are getting access to properties through the Land Bank to further affordable housing. That's a fact.
The study, however, also found that community members want more information about property acquisition and the prioritization process the Land Bank employs. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.